you're looking for an actual play podcast with young, hot role players, disciplined professional voice actors, and wholesome content, well, this isn't that podcast. AARPG is an adults-only podcast with interviews, actual play stories where...
Excuse me, Matt, why do you sound like you've been chain-smoking since you were a toddler?
What do you mean?
The voice. You don't have to do that voice, man.
I don't?
Nah, just tell them that we're a group of old friends who like to get together, hang out, play lots of different types of games, and we want them to feel like they're sitting at the table with us. And they can find us just by searching for the AARPG podcast on their favorite podcatcher and at the AARPGs on YouTube.
In your professional gaming opinions, what do you think is the equivalent of 1 point of damage? Would you say a paper cut, perhaps? It's a usual one.
Sipping some extra hot coffee.
Oh, is it fire damage? Yeah.
Mm, yeah. You know, one that actually comes to mind immediately is when I used to be in the food industry, and you would accidentally cut your finger. Yep. Like, it happens, and then you, like, there was a broken plate, so I'm like, oh crap, picking up the broken plate, don't realize I got cut because it's like a razor shut. Mm. And then I'm like, okay, about to wash my hands, put soap mm-hmm. on, and all of a sudden I'm like, what the fuck, like, it's just a burning sensation rolling up. I'm like, oh, I got cut.
Yeah just, you hold your hand, I'm like, ah.
And then, I mean, you have, like, to, then you have to put those silly finger condoms on.
Oh, yeah. Pretty much. But I would say that's like equivalent, because at first you don't feel it, and then it hits later, and you're like, ow, okay. Like, alcohol burn to an open cut.
Yep.
Small open
cut. Yeah.
So not a big one.
It's some acid damage, yeah.
And cleaning damage.
Man, stepping on Legos.
Hmm.
Oh, yeah, that's fair. Yeah.
I think that's like 5 damage.
It depends on the Lego piece, to be honest. If it's like one of those big chunky pieces, or is it like one of those like weird angular pieces?
Oh, you know what's definitely more than 1 damage? Hitting your shin against a trailer hitch on a truck.
Oh, trailer hitch.
That's a good one.
That's happened to me more than many times. Yeah. And every time I just want to set the car on fire and run away.
So it's one of the things that, like, when you do that much, like, that much pain to yourself, there's nothing you can do but just be mad.
Yeah.
It's just like, God damn it.
I would say, like,
no, sir, I'm fine.
Just gritting teeth.
I'll say close to that equivalence is banging your pinky toe on, like, something, and, like, not, you know, full speed too. Like, you're walking real fast, don't expect it, and then all of a sudden you're just like, fuck.
Yep.
This is more than 1 damage.
Yep. I there was one time that I was bringing Hannah some water, and it was her day to sleep in, and so I was like, oh, I'll get you some water. And I came back, and I went to go step over something, and as I did that, I, like, kicked the metal, like, bed frame. And the entire, like, base of my pinky toe turned black, because I definitely broke it.
Ooh. That happened to me. So when I lived with my parents, I was like, I had my own room in the upstairs, and they took a metal bed frame apart and put it in the hallway. So it turns out I apparently walk a very specific way down the hallway. Didn't notice it, and literally it happened like once a day, because I would just open my door to walk out,
right,
and I would just smash my pinky toe into this pink metal tube and want to kill somebody. It was horrible.
Oh man.
Yeah, because it's the equivalent of too, like, you don't say anything, you just, like, intake a breath, and you're like, and you don't want to say anything.
Yep.
But you can feel the pain just throbbing.
Yeah, just the throbbing. Yeah. The hitting your funny bone as well. It just, like, when you feel it crunch, Like when you hit just right and you just like feel something inside your arm and you're just like, oh.
I have not struck my funny bone in many years.
Tonight's the night, John. I'm coming over.
You hear a knock at the door. There's Jake ready to punch you in the arm.
Ooh, what about officers? My brother-in-law's outside my door with a wiffle ball bat.
What about when you're just enjoying a really yummy meal and you just take a giant chunk out of the inside of your cheek?
That's like the best part. I keep going.
It's like
a little flavor.
Then you just keep going at the sandwich. It's like, that sucked, but the sandwich is so good. And then you bite it again.
The issue is that it swells, making you bite it more.
Uh-huh. But the sandwich is so good, I can't like not take good bites.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, every time you
toss that sandwich into a blender and drink it through a straw like an animal.
You know when you get like work done at the dentist, they Novocaine you up. That feeling when you're like the rest of the day, it's like I could bite through my cheek and not feel it right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah. It's like instead of the inside of the cheek for me, it's like lower lip, like the inside of the lower lip. Because I've done that before, like eating something like crackers or something. I'm like, don't know how this happens. I'm not paying attention, and I'm like, that was flesh. ow. And of course, it's like a garlicky thing, so I'm just like, all right, sunburn for a moment. That's good.
Oh, wait. How about this one? When you're playing basketball and you go to and the ball gets passed to you, and it jam your fingertip like into the basketball.
That is the worst.
it's just directly, like it doesn't roll at all. Just bam.
The only bone I ever broke was doing exactly that on my thumb in seventh grade, right before standardized tests.
On your thumb?
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had to have somebody write for me because I couldn't write for all my essays.
All the teachers saw your finger get broken. They're like, we got to bring in standardized tests to fix this.
You know, it's so funny, Kelly. Like, this, I don't know if we've ever talked about this before, but I was literally about to tell a story about how I was playing basketball and I shot a three-pointer and I got a hairline fracture in my thumb.
What?
Yeah. Like just from taking the shot?
I took the shot and it bounced off of a big warehouse rail, so the ball bounced back onto my finger and gave me a hairline fracture.
Really confused still how this happened.
Yeah.
I need to back up a little bit.
When I was in high school,
where was this warehouse basketball court?
I played for a local basketball team that was not a part of the public school system. So we had plastic basketball hoops that we played on in a warehouse, and the warehouse had these giant doors that opened up, and so they had giant rails. To lower and open the doors. Okay. So I was making a three-point shot that just so happened to be near one of the doors, because that was one end of the basketball court, the other was the other end. And I guess I shot it a little too high. It hit the warehouse rail and bounced back on my thumb, right on the outer part of my thumb, like in between the nail and the knuckle, right on that spot right there. Yep. And I got a hairline fracture from it. Dang. It was the freakiest thing. Okay. And I was in denial about it for like almost 2 days. I was in like excruciating pain, and I'm just like, it's gonna get better.
It's fine.
And I just remember I like woke up my dad at like 3 a.m. like, it's not getting better.
my hand hurts.
Yeah, it's not unlike what Jake said, because I did the same thing. I like hit my pinky toe like really badly to a point that I'm like, it's broken. And I'm just like, I'm not going into anything for this, so I just wrapped it.
Yeah. What do you do? I know what happened.
You don't do anything.
I know what happened. Yeah,
it's just like, what is up with that? The medical community is like, screw your toes, just wrap them together, that's the best we got.
Well, it's not just that, it's the pinky toe, because the pinky toe is the one that just is there. I mean, I'm sure it does balance, but at the same time, it's like, well, how do you fix it? Well, you just tie it next to the next one and hope it works.
Yeah. Just let it.
Doctor's like, I could cut it off.
No, thanks.
You know, in the future, they don't have pinky toes.
Yep.
All right, go on. Mm-hmm. Explain.
Wait, how do you do this?
Have you ever seen Phil of the Future?
Oh,
the TV show?
I thought you were time traveling or something.
Yeah, I was like, cool, tell me about it.
Yeah, Phil of the Future. He didn't have a pinky toe because in the future, they found out they didn't need them.
Because they found out they didn't. Do they need pinkies?
Yeah, they still got pinkies. They still, okay, you need so your pinkies.
Let's not get crazy, Jake.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just the toe.
Oh, sorry. Sorry. I'm sorry that I thought that was so wild.
Without pinkies, how would we wear giant obnoxious pinky rings?
Uh-huh. That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. I wear one every day.
And do you see someone wearing a ring on their pinky toe? No, not needed.
No, because that person's a pervert.
That's right, family. If you're listening and you have a ring on your pinky toe, you're a pervert. Calling him out right now.
First.
There's that one person. That's where he's like, fuck these guys.
Alienated like, one of our thousands of listeners. One of our
thousands. I don't want
of it. One of our millions, millions of listeners.
That's right. I meant to say hundreds of thousands, sorry.
There are dozens of us. Dozens.
Dozens. I bet you wish you guys had dozens to help you in this fight against the Ice Devil.
No.
If I could get like 8 more paladins, that'd be cool.
I mean, if we had 8 more paladins, none of us would take damage.
I think we've learned we should just throw basketballs at him.
Yeah. Jake's like, oh no, they found the OP strat.
Podcast over. Bye.
I don't know. The ice devil might be good at basketball. Because he would just like put ice all on the court and be like, I can move fine. Everyone That's else true. Is going to...
Difficult terrain for everybody
else.
Let's
fucking go, scrubs. And he just dribbles between his 6 legs.
Damn it, he's got game!
What you don't know is that Grimshaw's wearing Jordans, so he's fine.
He's finally a worthy challenger.
He's like, I need to crease those J's.
I'm going to break your fucking ankles, Grimshaw.
Grimshaw's wearing those pump-ups, like the ones where you're like pumped up with the
little
bars.
Yeah, little buttons.
Yes, yes.
Benson's wearing shape-ups by Skechers.
He fucking would.
What I exercise while I go about my daily life.
This is definitely not weird pseudoscience.
You also ruin your arch. So, last time we ended, you guys were in... How are you guys sitting right now? Because this thing has dealt some decent damage to a number of you.
Grimshaw's close to being in the D&D 4E term bloodied.
Okay, all right.
Close. Pretty close to that. Mm-hmm.
Vincent's actually doing all right now.
You just healed yourself, though, didn't you?
I think so.
Yeah, okay. And then, luckily, Kezra, you just casted Resistance, right?
I cast Resist Energy on Grimshaw and Benson, and I am currently flying basically just above their heads.
Yeah, gotcha. Okay. Yep. The big thing, though, in your guys' favor is that Grimshaw created this thing and blinded it.
Mm-hmm.
So, it is its turn.
Oh, snap.
And it is going to... You know, I probably should have thought about what I was going to do in... the week before this episode. Okay. Here's what it's going to do. It's going to scream angrily at the fact that it's blind and these two champions are being a minor nuisance to it. It is going to recast Fly.
Hmm.
And then it's going to fly 30... Oh, wait, no. It's only half speed, right, Kel? If you fly straight up.
Straight up is half speed.
That's half speed. Okay, so it is going to fly 20 feet up then. So it's going to fly 20 feet up in the air. And that is its turn. So it recasts and goes, gah!
Confounded.
Now mortals.
I'm going to dunk from up here.
Gonna dunk on your little asses. The umbral call something. All right.
This thing is no Larry Bird, gotta say.
It's no Larry Bird.
Many things have been said about Benson Black, but nobody has said my ass is small.
He's got cake.
That's why he hated Thick Nigel, who's competition.
Mm. Yep. It all makes sense.
It all makes sense. The fun fact, Benson's caked up.
Yep.
And now,
he's got the whole bakery.
He's got the whole fucking bakery. It is Nolly's turn. So Nolly, now having a pretty clear shot, it's still out of her range increment. Let me see. 80 feet.
Speaking of hitting threes.
Yeah, yeah. 80 feet. So it is... So it says 70 feet, but because it's up, its Pythagorean Theorem would make it like just out of reach. So she's only going to take a minus to this. small minus. She's got a pretty good hit, so see what she can do. That is a hit, most certainly. So and do some damage here.
And I believe she has Warden's Boon on too.
Okay, so she gets an extra D8.
Yep.
Okay, so go ahead and roll me a D8 then.
I'm just going to roll it on Foundry.
Sure.
Seven.
Ooh. 7 and 8, not bad. Okay. So that makes it so her damage is actually noticeable. Okay. Otherwise, it would have been like 2.
Ooh.
Then she is, I can't remember what her reload situation is. I'll just say she had to reload, strike, and then had to reload again. Benson, it is your turn.
All right. I'm sorry. Quick question before Benson starts his turn. 20, even with 20 feet up, that is within 80 feet. It's 72 feet.
Oh, okay. I mean, it wouldn't have been crit, but...
Yeah. But okay. Pythagoras.
All right.
He knows. Well,
I can't hit it right now.
That was the intention, yeah.
Throw your sword at it.
Gasp. I guess I'll just ready an action to strike if he gets within range. That's really all I can do right now. Unless I want to Misty Step above it, or Dimension Door above it.
You can do that, Kurt.
No, I don't think I will.
you don't want to have an aerial combat with an Ice Devil?
Well, since it would be falling combat. I mean, hey, it worked for the Drakes.
It's so true. Drake was on the ground. All right, Elgudgrim, is your turn.
All right. Right now, he has hunted prey on it, so he is just going to take a two-shot and follow his little hobbit friend next to him.
Okay.
And try to hit as well. Let's see here.
Hey, you two in the back are going to be a problem for him. He's going to have to do something about you.
Well, he's going to have to. That is a 40 to hit.
It's a hit.
That's right, this AC.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Alright, what do I got here? 28 points of damage. Wait, this thing is resistant.
It is immune to fire, so whatever your fire is, just...
3.
Okay.
3, take 3 off.
Okay, so... Okay, got it. Alrighty.
And he's going to relay Warden's Boon on her again.
Okay, then.
Because he has to keep it kind of upkeyed. It just ends to
it. I mean, rinse and repeat when something works. Yeah.
So, like, when he hits it, he just sees, like, the arrow stick and actually do damage. Just aim that right there again.
She's like, all right, I see it. Grimshaw, your turn.
Grimshaw is going to reach out with the Morningstar of Milani, and you see that it throbs with that purple energy, and I'm going to cast Void Warp on this baddie, so make me a fortuitous save.
He's pretty good at that.
I know.
He's hitting you with a throbbing mace.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want your throbbing mace.
You gonna take my throbbing mace and like it. And it's a morning star.
No.
Look at the man.
37.
Wait, no, 37?
Yep.
Let me check my DC. Hey, actually, that's just a regular success, so I do half damage.
Okay.
So let me roll. Oh my gosh, so many dice I have to roll. Oh my gosh. Wow, look at all these numbers.
It sounds like you're up for compensated or something.
Are you overcompensating 7 for your throbbing mace?
I am. It's a morning star. So 7 points of damage.
Alrighty.
And then I have one action left. And with that one action, you revealed your hand, Jake.
What?
You're like, he's going to have to do something about those range casters. So Grimshaw, preternaturally, is going to like, Benson, we have to go back to Elkwood. The devil's going to make a play on them. And I'm going to move with one action that away. And that is 15 feet because I can only move at half my speed because of all this difficult terrain.
Alrighty.
Because there's so much ice on the field, so I'm slipping around.
There is a lot of ice, yeah.
There's diamonds everywhere.
Okay. So in which case it comes to Kezra's turn.
Alright. Kezra's going to go big. he is going to... Eyes are going to light up as he casts Sure Strike. And he will cast a two-action, fifth-level Horizon Thunder Sphere. So he just gathers this massive ball of electricity and launches it straight over his head.
All right.
At this creature.
Question: How far are you in the air right now?
Like 5 feet.
Okay, so you're 5 feet above. He's 20 feet.
So 15.
He's got a 15-foot reach on his spear.
Well, that stinks.
Okay.
Oh shit. I didn't realize.
I want to say that in case you wanted to move before doing it.
He's casting Sure Strike in a two action spell.
Yeah, I already did this. I didn't know he had 15 feet. I assume he had 10 feet.
He did. Yeah.
Well,
he's large and then it's a long spear. So yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, right. Go ahead and take your attack.
Alrighty.
You can always roll a natural one.
Yeah, he could. I doubt he will. 31.
Not a crit.
Ooh.
Hey.
That's good.
Retributive strike.
That is going to be... he's 20 feet up, remember?
Yeah, but I can still give him DR.
Oh, yes, that's true. So that's going to be low damage. Well, not necessarily low. 33 points of damage.
Jeez.
23 points of damage.
21.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. And then make me a fortitude save.
Natural 2.
Oh!
For 21.
Yep, that's a fail. I don't think that there is a critical fail on this. Yeah, I don't say so. So you are slowed 1.
Okay.
But that ticks the next turn.
Yeah, it ticks the next turn for 4 rounds.
Oh, whoa!
That sucks.
Yeah, that's max. Yep.
Sheesh.
Hey, Jake, that sucks.
I know. All right,
this attack better be good. Let's see if I hit. Ooh, that's good. 36 to hit.
That is a hit, my friend.
All right, and this is going to be 11d6 damage.
Ooh,
a lot of ones. Damn. All right, so 41 damage.
Oh.
That's pretty good.
Solid. That is really good.
There are a lot of sixes in there, too. Sweet.
Yeah. No kidding. Okay. Righty.
And then Kezra didn't fly, so he lands on the ground.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They were just 5 feet up, so you just kind of plop. Okay. And now you're ahead of his reach. Look at that.
Yay.
Okay. So he is going to... God, what does he want to do? He's got Kezra and Benson below him. Grimshaw's kind of there too.
Don't be a jerk.
I think that he is going to, while he is up there, I think he is going to cast a spell. I think he's going to cast a Ray of Frost. So he's going to point down at Grimshaw trying to run away. And he's going to cast a Ray of Frost at you.
Hmm. Okay.
So this is going to be... attack roll, natural 20.
Oh my gosh. No way. On a Ray of Frost.
On a cantrip.
On a magic.
Spell crit. Spell crit.
Grimshaw goes to the dark dimension.
Sorry, Grimshaw. I'm going to send you to the shadow realm.
Energy might. If the bomb or spell deals acid, cold, electricity, fire, or sonic damage, it deals triple damage.
Oh my god.
Oh no. This could take me out.
It could.
You might die.
Oh my gosh.
Alright, so... I'm going to take a guess how many d4s he rolls as a ice devil.
How many?
32?
20?
7d4.
7.
That's all I second.
Okay. Well, okay. Well, triple, but that tripled that could.
Tripled,
it still
yes.
could. Oh, no. Oh, no.
A number of ones. So. Okay. Yeah, there are 3 ones in here. But that's still going to be 57 points of cold damage.
Oh, my gosh.
Additionally. What?
47 because of the cold resistance. Okay. Thank you, Kezra.
Yep. Additionally, with a critical success on the Ray of Frost, target takes it went to triple damage, but takes a minus 10-foot status penalty to its speed for one round.
Oh my gosh.
You ain't going nowhere.
Oh my gosh.
Don't run off the court.
The ball is in play.
He did basically just break your ankles.
Yeah, he did. Literally, yeah, yeah.
I don't need ankles to make a three-pointer.
Yes, you do.
Vincent, stay out of this. Keep pumping up your shoes.
And then he is going to... So he's got to use one action to fly, to continue flying, correct?
That's right, yeah.
All right, so he's going to just take a little 10, 15-foot slide in the air.
Oh my gosh, come on.
He moved away from Grimshaw, which is doom for Grimshaw's next round.
Yeah.
All right. That was a good turn. I like the turn. Nolly, it is her turn. She's going to attack, reload, attack. So she's going to do swing with her hoe. Miss, reload, and attack one more time. Another miss. Even if she got closer to get rid of the Inkerman, that wouldn't have helped.
Warden's boon didn't help.
No, it only increases her damage.
Yeah, it's only
right.
Benson, is your turn.
Well, I'm going to move up and ready in action.
All right.
See you in another 30 minutes.
Just one.
You can shoot a spike with your shield.
No. I'm not even going to waste it.
I was trying to make you take out your other shield so you wouldn't have that ice resistance. Anyway.
I just want Benson to double arm throw his sword just like that.
Like shot put throw it.
Yeah.
Oakwood.
Okay. He is... You know, sitting in the back, sees Nolly miss, so he's well within range with his longbow.
Uh-huh.
Here we go. He's two actions, Hunter's Aim. That is a 35 to hit.
Whoa. That is a hit.
That was a 12 on the die.
You have a longbow, right? So the range of
course.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say.
I can hit a football field away.
That's what I thought.
Ah, damn, of course. 23 points of damage, take 5 off of that.
Okay.
That was 5 fire.
Mm.
Oh, that's always a bummer, yeah. Okay. So
he's just going to keep doing the same thing. He's like, he hits, and then he just tells Nami, just try aim for this spot. And gives her Warren's Boon again, because she's within 30 feet, and she's going to hit.
Yep.
Hopefully.
Okay. Grimshaw.
Grimshaw. It's like, are you really going to make, like, if I was right here, so 5, 10. I only have 10 feet of movement.
Yep.
You're really going to make me break out Pythagoras again.
He's summoning the old man.
Okay, so 20 times 20 is 400. And 25 times 25 is 10. No, not that.
Just start saying random numbers.
Did you pull up the...
Oh my gosh. I am 2 feet out of range. 2 feet.
Oh my god.
Can I reach my arm? Does that count? Oh my gosh.
You should know that they account for that, so no.
Yeah. okay. I think I'm going to use... I do have one... I think if I see here... Yep, I have one focus point. I was kind of saving it for maybe one of my, like, Word of Freedom type situations. But I'm, like, kind of on death's door, so I'm going to heal myself for one action. And then I am going to use an act... I'm going to use an action... to ready to aid Kezra's next attack.
Okay.
I don't think you have to declare what you're aiding.
I have to spend an action.
You have to spend the action, but I don't think you decide what you're aiding until you do the reaction.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. I think so. Hmm. I think it's open-ended like that. I mean, you can double-check me, but okay. I think you just spend the action to prepare to aid. And sure. then you aid with your reaction.
Hmm.
Fair enough.
Okay.
I think that there isn't there a caveat where like you have to say that I'm going to aid them before they roll, because otherwise you could just say like I'm going to aid,
and then yeah, to probably. Like give them yeah you yeah, probably yeah, have to yeah. do it before their action.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a rule book about this somewhere. Okay, Kezra, it's your turn.
Okay, so I'm standing on the ground right now. He's still 20 feet up in the air, just over yonder.
Yeah, he probably I'll say he's 25 because he would have moved like up and back, so I'll say he's 25.
I don't care. Kezra will fly. Let's see how far can I go? I have a much faster speed.
Brag about it.
Kezra's gonna fly 30 feet straight up. And look down on him and breathe a gout of lightning on him with dragon breath.
Okay.
Roll a reflex save.
I can't really aid with that.
No. There you go. Hit him right there. Hit him right there.
Hey, look at me.
Make sure you breathe.
Natural 20.
Oh my gosh.
Jerk.
Shake.
I'll tell you what, he's a big fan of Avatar The Last Airbender, as we all are.
Yes.
And his favorite episode was Everybody's, which is where Zuko learns how to lightning bend. So.
Mm-hmm. So that's how he knew how to avoid
that's how
it.
We knew, yeah.
That makes sense.
Still fills me with rage and hatred.
all right, well, my rage and hatred is still flowing, so. And my turn's over.
All right. It comes to its turn. He sees you, Kezra, and he considers you weak and not worth it. So he is going to.
Whoa.
I know, right?
I did 41 damage to you last turn.
Yeah, I know, but no,
weak and not worth it.
That one he it wasn't enough. He's going to Dimension Door over to Elkwood.
I hate you so much. I hate you so much.
It's like
just for everybody. So that was about 100 feet away.
I've been through this before with Bull Butcher and now this guy.
Yep, so. Yep.
I had a demon do this and a devil do this. I'm really just collecting all the evil cards here.
Elkwood's like all these fucking fiends and they're everywhere. Fucking teleporting. All right.
Okay. Okay.
So he's going to stab out into thee with the Frost Long Spear.
Right.
That's another natural 20.
Oh, God. No way.
Damn it.
It's like your third tonight.
It is, yeah.
That's your and back to back.
Yeah. This is a great night.
Isn't it like a 1 in 140,000 chance of like getting back-to-back any number?
Whatever it
on
is,
a D-train?
I am rock hard right now.
Guarded strike. He gains +2 bonus to AC until the end of his next turn.
Fuck okay. Yeah.
Whoa.
So he's even harder to hit.
So now he's even tougher.
Yep.
So his AC is like 35 now, probably.
No, you wish. Alright. Double damage, though?
Yep.
Alright. And it's going to be 58 points of damage.
Okay.
Oh, I was slowed. I couldn't do all that. Those actions I did.
Whoopsie.
Oh, you got to redo everything.
You got to redo it all.
That crit goes away.
That crit goes away.
I'll just get my focus point back.
There you go. Alright, so... and make me a fortitude save against the slow...
25.
Yep, that's a fail.
Ugh.
Slowed.
You were slowed 1 for 2 rounds.
All right.
Please
this thing
track
fucking out sucks.
You'll be back. Yeah. You'll be back to full speed before I will.
That's true.
I'm ahead of you. I'm
all right, so it is the end of the Gelugun's turn. Nolly, it is Nolly's turn. Nolly's like, oh shit, he fucking teleported.
Make a layup.
a fucking alley-oop on him. And then she's gonna take the hoe and spin it around. And she backed up, by the way. She backed up, and then she's gonna take the hoe and throw a rock at him. I think she can only do she ran rock, and then she'll reload on her last action.
Yeah.
That is gonna be 39 to hit, so that is actually a hit.
Mm.
Your +2 did shit.
That's true. She get Warden's Boon this time, Elk?
Last time I did it, yeah.
Okay. So give me another D8.
D6?
Not bad. Bad.
Good,
not bad.
Good ratios. Good ratios on the Warden's Boon. Alright, so... okay. And then... So that's damage. Okay. And then she reloads. Sir Benson, it's your turn.
Okay, Benson... Furious.
So far away.
Benson screams angry as his cloak flies up.
Yeah.
And he dimension doors after this fucking thing.
Heck yeah.
Get him.
Hold on. I gotta turn the foundry tool off. So he goes flying. Is that flanking with Elkwood?
Yes. That is. Yeah.
I can make it there.
I was gonna say yeah. You can go wherever you want, but yeah. All right, so you're gonna go directly on the diagonally from Elkwood then.
Try to get away from me, motherfucker. Okay. Very good roll. I just gotta pull my sheet up. Well, very good. Uh, 36.
That is just a hit.
I figured as much. Fuck you. I don't even
damage.
I didn't even get through DR to that. What? What's up?
I have a question.
What?
Was this the same day as the warehouse fight?
Yes.
Oh.
Didn't John use your cloak?
Yep.
Oh, you did.
It's okay. I didn't want to play the game either.
Back in the ice field. Slow boy.
All right.
So, Benson has a really cool idea and realizes, oh, it's the same day.
Because I was thinking about kicking off my energy robe, and I was like, wait, I think I used it in the warehouse. And I was like, wait, didn't Benson use his cloak in the warehouse?
Like Benson from where Benson... was he walked towards the cliff face first, and I thought he was just going to jump off the cliff.
I'm tempted, I won't lie to you. That's all I'm going to achieve in this fucking fight. It's, what, 10 feet per square now on this?
Yeah, so for the ice squares, yeah.
For the ice, yeah.
And just right. Like,
fun fucking turn from me.
Alright. Then it comes to Elkwood, your turn.
Alright, so second time this has happened. He is going to panic for just a moment, like sees this thing just poof, like bam, yeah. Like Nightcrawler, like right in front of him. He's like, oh shit. Gets hit, gets chunked pretty hard. First time he took damage this fight, so kind of okay. But he is going to Elven step.
Okay.
Crap, I only have two actions. So that'd be boop and boop. I'm still within range of his damn attack, am I?
Yep, because he's got 15 foot reach, so
I can make up things too. he's just on Elven step again. Like his whole turn is just defense right now because he knows this thing could smack the crap out of him.
Yep.
And yeah. So that's it.
Alright.
Very fun turn. Now Vamir sees Elkwood and just kinda goes, what? Just starts flying over here.
I'm not needed there, okay. Grimshaw, it is your turn.
Let's see. I thought I measured this out, but I'm off by 5 feet.
Grimshaw, okay. Hold.
Don't tell me what to do, Kezra.
Whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, fighting.
Fine, be stupid.
So, okay, I guess, I can't remember, have we rolled a knowledge on this thing?
I believe we did. That's how you knew it was an ice devil.
Yeah.
You learned that it was immune to cold and fire. Yes. And it had, yeah. So, mm-hmm.
So that means since I succeeded, I can technically roll again.
Sure.
It's just a little higher of a DC. Yeah. So I'm going to roll religion again.
Okay.
No, 25.
Yep, not enough.
All right, so now I cannot roll any more knowledges on it. Second action, I'll prepare to aid Kezra. Wait, okay. Did you mean hold, like a literal hold, Kezra?
I meant like don't do anything.
Like a hold my turn.
Like delay.
Like a hold my turn? A delay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, you should have said delay. I'll delay my turn.
You'll delay.
Sorry, I was using real terms, like what I would actually say.
Kezra, you know that I break the fourth wall. You just say game terms with me.
All right, so you want me to put you behind Kezra then?
Yeah.
Okay. Then it comes to Kezra's turn then.
Kezra casts haste on Grimshaw.
Ooh.
There we go.
And that's my turn.
Okay. Grimshaw.
Now, oh, shit. I fall 30 feet.
Oh, shit.
So you're hasted.
So I take 15 damage.
Oh, gosh.
Okay. He goes, take haste.
I didn't think this through.
It's funny. The spell gives you feather fall if you're in the air when the spell duration runs out, but it's only when the duration runs out. So
I take so not when...
Yeah, it says when the spell duration would end, if you're still flying, you float to the ground as Featherfall.
Interesting.
Oh, well 15 that's damage. Cool, that hurt.
Okay, you are hasted, Grimshaw.
Alright, sweet. So I use two actions to move Mia.
Okay.
And then I can use another action to move Mia. So okay. I went through the field of difficult terrain ice. I am right next to the ice devil.
Okay.
And I'm going to swing out with the hungry morning star of Milani.
All right, so you move through, so he's going to take in an AO on you first.
Didn't he already use his reaction or something?
Nope.
Mm-mm.
No, and if he crits you, he stops you.
Those damn elven steps.
Yep.
That is the one reason why he did not use his attack of opportunity, is because Elkwood was smart.
Oh, just
gotta
yeah.
be a dancer.
Use elf step, Fetchling. 45 to hit.
Yeah, wait. That's a crit.
Good God.
I'm dead. I'm going down. Like, there's no other reality in which I do not go down.
54 points of damage.
Oh, God. I'm still up.
You're still up.
Okay. I am still up.
And your movement was stopped.
Yes, and your movement was stopped, however, because it was crit.
No. Does it really stop my movement? I thought it just stops any manipulate actions.
I thought it stopped you. Like, if you were trying to move past it,
I have attack of opportunity here. The monster attempts a melee strike against the triggering creature. If the attack is a critical hit, then the trigger was a manipulate action. The monster disrupts the action. This strike doesn't count towards the monster's multiple attack penalty. Oh, okay. Oh,
not a manipulate. I was moving.
I thought that it did stop.
I thought too. I think in first edition it did.
In first edition, yeah, but this is second remastered. This is second edition, yeah.
Ooh. Ooh.
All right. Let me. Does he have? I wonder if there is something about, like, if there's like critical. Does he have critical specialization? Because I wonder
for
what
his
that
spear.
Does. Yeah, for the spear.
I'm sure he does. He's like a master of war,
it's,
isn't he?
I wonder if that's only for players, because I don't know if I've ever seen that on like Monster Stat Box.
I haven't either.
Either way, unless it's like assumed.
Either way, Grimshaw needs a fortitude save.
That's true. Yeah, give me a fortitude save first off.
No, I was hoping that Jake was just going to forget about that.
I was not going to forget about this.
All right, Kelly I'm going to use my Perhedral's Greenleaf Geek die. Thank
Shout
you, Greenleaf Geek, for nothing. let's see, 29.
That's a fail.
Yep.
So there's going to be slowed
that means it's
one.
A success for you, right?
This fight is not going well. We are all so far away
I
from
have
each
to get
other.
It. I have to get a success, and then if I get a success, it gets them up to a crit success.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's not quite a free adjustment.
Yeah. Four rounds, by the way, of slow.
Yep. Slow one, four rounds.
Yep.
And you're hasted, so.
Yeah, so it cancels out.
Sort of works, yeah.
Yeah. But I still get to get my attack off.
There you go. Continue the rest of your turn, by the way.
I don't know if this is going to hit, though, which is pretty embarrassing. a 32.
It is a miss.
Oh my gosh. I literally just walked up here, almost got downed immediately, became slowed for 4 rounds.
Yeah.
Hey, don't you worry. Benson is a full another round away from you.
Wonderful.
He's trudging through the tundra as we speak.
Yep.
I'm just so dumb. This is probably the dumbest thing I could have done.
All right.
You said it.
is that the end of your turn?
Yes, Jake. Yes, I have no more stupid actions to perform.
I just want to make sure you're not going to make any more dumb moves. For the comedy. You're doing it for the show.
I'm doing it for the show. Someone's got to be the stupid player, and it's me.
Do it for the views.
I need to do some math here.
There you go.
Let me see. It's about there.
Don't you do that.
Kind of do. Let me see.
Don't do it.
You see an ice wall in your future. I just got to do some math on it.
Oh, no.
Let's see.
Oh, no.
Is he gonna cast another cone of cold?
No. I'll give you a peek behind the curtain. He's out of cone of cold. He's not out of wall of ice, though.
I think wall of ice makes him use all 3 actions.
If you can cast wall of ice, Benson will jump off the cliff.
You're not wrong.
He will use wall of ice. He's going to use wall of ice. And he's going to put it directly in between himself and Grimshaw and go 60 feet across that way. So he is just cutting off.
This guy really hates champions.
Yes.
He understands.
Not that he wants to destroy them. He just wants them to be mad.
Yeah. So he throws the wall of ice right there.
Where?
I don't see it.
There? You see? No, you see?
Nope. We are not seeing your light.
Oh, crap,
cannot. He cannot do that.
What?
It says the wall doesn't have to be vertical, but it must be anchored on both sides to a solid surface.
The ground?
Yeah, it's on the ground.
That, I guess that works. Yeah.
Yeah. The reason why they put that is because I like your lawyer. The reason why they put that is because you just can't have it floating in the middle of the air.
Oh, okay. Just like,
Your Honor, it has to be anchored onto a surface. The ground.
The ground. Damn it!
Can you imagine, though, if you could just summon a wall of ice and drop, like, 15,000 pounds of ice onto somebody?
That would be pretty broken, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. How dare you put
a wall on the ground? That's impossible.
That's scientifically impossible.
Walls historically do not go on the ground.
This devil is breaking the rules of physics.
He's claiming to be able to use ground walls. The man's a witch.
So to give everyone a visual, he has put up another wall in between himself and Grimshaw. Below that wall is Kezra, who's on the ground currently. He'll be up in there in a minute. And then Benson, who's about 40 feet away from that wall he just made.
I'm far enough so I'm out of the episode, so just ignore me, please.
you just have to say Benson's about football field away anyway. That's the equivalent of the speed.
Alright. Now that is 3 actions, so that is this whole turn. It is Nolly. Nolly is going to... let's see, she reloaded on her last, so she can do 2 attacks this time. His AC has gone back down to its regular amount.
So 45?
Yeah. Close. No, it's not that bad. First attack. Miss.
Mm.
Reload, second attack. I feel so bad.
Come on,
Nolly. She is exceptionally good. I am just rolling crap for her, and I feel bad because I really like Nolly.
No, so you're rolling crap for her, and then you're choosing the Ice Devil. That's fine.
Right.
The Ice Devil is really fun. Benson, it's your turn.
Okay, well, I'm just going to move up as much as I can, which is not much.
Benson, delay!
He used 2E terminology. You have to listen to him.
I will delay.
I have a quick question, Jake. I'm so sorry. The damage, this 54 damage you did to me, was any of it cold?
Yeah. It was. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Let me scroll up. For you. Three points of that.
Oh, it was cold. Great. I get 3 points of hit points back.
There you go. Look.
Take that, Jake.
Don't ever say I don't love you, because I do.
Thank you. Oh, love you too, Jake.
Okay. So, let me see who's up next. Benson, are you going around the wall?
I'm delaying.
Oh, all right, you're delaying. Delaying behind Kezra again. Okay, so I'll just move you. In which case, it defaults to Elkwood.
Ah, boy. So he is... he's within volley range, I think. He's in within volley. He's going to pull out his... he's going to quick draw out his... what is that called? The Eclipse.
Okay.
And use that and throws it with one action, because he no longer has the fun amount of actions anymore.
The normal amount of action?
Yeah, the normal amount. 34 to hit.
That is hit.
Nice.
Awesome. I don't think Cold Iron does anything to him, but...
nah, devils, so...
15 points of damage.
Okay.
And that was one action, so he's going to chuck it again.
What, y'all?
All right.
That's a 29.
It's a miss.
That's a miss. And that is it.
Okay. Kezra, it is your turn.
All right, Kezra was going to wait around to do this, but now that you've made this giant wall of ice, it's actually helpful. Kezra... ooh, okay. Kezra is going to cast a 5th level blazing dive and land directly here.
Damn.
Whoa.
Okay. It's about 10 feet in front of the ice double.
Yep. It does damage in a 10-foot emanation. The fire damage will obviously not do any damage to him, but it has bludgeoning damage as well, and that, I believe that wall is susceptible to fire.
That is correct. Ooh.
This could be a big dick move.
Mm-hmm. So you can roll a reflex save.
Okay. Yeah. Let me do that. So yeah,
I'll give the bludge damage first.
Yeah, it's fine. So let me go ahead and do that. 39.
That is a...
is that a crit?
That is a crit, so whatever, he doesn't get any damage.
Okay.
But the wall will take 14 bludgeoning first.
Okay, so... alright. Yeah, let me do some... Can you draw in Foundry? Do you have permission for that?
Maybe.
Okay. Well, because I just want to know which section of the wall... because each, like, 5-foot square of wall has, like, its own HP, so...
If I could draw, how would I draw?
So... down the ways on the left-hand side where all the functions are... there's drawing stool one? Okay.
Oh, I think I see line. Ray? Can I use the Ray template?
Or is there a drawing utensil icon?
Yeah, it's a little pencil.
We don't have it.
Okay, you don't have it. All right, no, that's fine. So let me just go ahead and let me do...
and this is like in like an area, right, Cal? So it's going to hit multiple sections of the wall?
It's a 10-foot area, so it'll hit... it'll hit basically... this section here.
Okay. Oh, so it's like a 10-foot radius.
It's a 10-foot radius. Yeah. So this entire section of wall will take 17 bludgeoning.
All right. So let me do some quick math here. So it's gonna take only that much from that. Okay. And then what's the fire?
Oh, 25 fire. It's a really good
roll. Very nice. Very nice.
Oh shit.
5d6 fire. 6, 4, 5, 6, 4.
That's cool.
Okay, so 25 fire. This ice wall has a weakness to fire 15.
Yeah.
Whoa. Which means you blow up that wall.
Fuck yeah.
Absolute Chad move.
Beautiful. Holy shit. And if I do say so myself, I think you earned yourself a hero point, my man.
Yeah. I'll need it, because I was going to heal before I did that. And that was my only two actions.
Okay.
That was good, two actions.
But there is no wall there.
I needed Benson to be able to get through.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so let me... I'm going to draw another color here. Hold on. I'm going to draw with white. And then I'm just going to draw where you can go. There.
Yep.
So mm-hmm. that section of the wall is now broken out.
Just a lot of polygons here.
It is, there's a lot of drawing here. Do you remember Roll 20 when everybody could draw and it just turned into hell?
Yep. and you're like, I need to delete this, and I deleted all this. Oops. The whole map's gone.
Everyone get rid of your penises. Get the penises off the screen.
I think the big bad has a little penis right in his face.
Yeah, if he goes with the penis, you know what that means.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Excellent move. After Kezra, it comes to Benson, who was told to delay.
There he is.
Yes, there's the boy. He's here. There's
the boy. Oh my gosh. Okay, I'm back in the fight. Can I swing at him?
You can swing at him.
What do you think? Should I swing or should I start flanking? What do you guys think?
Well, he is going to take a swing at... he's got attack of opportunity. Would he have used it on Kezra?
How could he?
Would my movement trigger? Straight up, and then you fly in a straight line. So technically, yes.
Technically,
it's
yes.
Capital
okay.
F fly. So it's the fly movement.
Okay. Oh, right. Damn.
So he would take an AOL. So as you go hurtling toward, he braces the spear. all right.
Cool. Well, I'll explode in a fiery ball on his feet. A spear.
Exactly, yeah. That's why this is so cool. 46 to hit.
Jesus Christ.
It's exactly a crit.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
Exactly a crit with a 46.
You have an AC of 36, Kelly.
Crazy.
We didn't know about
it. It's exactly a double crit. Exactly, yeah, he gets a double crit.
So does he have mage armor plus 9 on?
Yeah. What's the height of mage armor you have there? That is 62 points of damage.
You didn't have to roll anything. I was okay. I'm very dead.
Okay, all right.
Wait, does your action get interrupted, though? Or no?
I don't think so. I'm going to say no.
Dive. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
I landed with all that momentum.
And you just flop.
Really cool here. He fucking landed and got the spell off. It was too cool.
But you're dying too now.
He's dying too.
I'm dying too.
Oh my gosh.
Well, Benson but can take his last action now.
Yes. Yeah, so Benson, it is now your turn. You see Kezra in a smoldering pile and also dead. He's like a Voltorb.
This is a giant explosion and a bunch of smoke, and then you just see Kezra impaled on this fucking spear.
Benson grabs Kezra's body, rips him off the spear, and lays on hands him.
I'm just imagining like Kezra doing the Yamcha thing, like in a crater.
Oh, yeah, the Yamcha in the crater?
Wait, Kelly, wouldn't you enact your orcish furiousness?
Yes, I would. So I am.
Yes.
But I will still appreciate the hit points.
Yeah. Oh, he's got one hit point. Never mind. I'm just going to swing.
He's good. Get back in the fight, buddy.
He's fine. Benson goes up and Kezra's hand twitches. He's like, oh, he's alive.
Yeah, fine.
Yeah, but at least this way you're not prone.
Yep, and I only get one wound because that's the that's the reaction. I don't get two.
Oh, nice.
And how much hit points?
Is it 32?
30. 30, straight. Yeah, 30.
All right, back in the fight. Okay. Better than when I landed on the spear.
Jeez.
Okay. Benson comes up healing Kezra, bringing him back up. Grimshaw, it's your turn.
All right, I'm so happy with this because Grimshaw, I can just dance around this ice devil with not a care in the world because he spent his reaction. And I am going to get into flanking.
All right.
5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. Oh, just enough movement. I'm dancing around this ice devil.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, I bet you wish you didn't spend your reaction on Kezra.
Oh, man. We could have had a triple reaction moment if you had used a liberating step on me as he crit me as I heated Orc Frosty.
Oh, wait. was I in range to do liberating step? Oh my gosh.
Don't worry about it. Everything worked out.
Yeah,
okay. It worked out.
Your damage resistance would not have helped.
That's actually very true. You're right. It would not have helped. So I'm going to move there. So let's hold on a second. Let's see if I actually want to move right there. Oh, that's 20 feet. Okay. I'm trying to really math this.
Right? Oh, you're trying to stay within 15 while flanking.
Yeah, I think this is a flank piece. I can draw a line.
Yep. It's the plight of being large. It's easy to flank.
Yes, it is. Take your lumps, Jake. See, look at this. Look at this line. It barely intersects, but it's there.
I guess it does.
Okay, so now I got flanking. I'm in my reaction range. So it's just one action to move. I'm slowed, but I had four actions, and I have three, and I'm doing it as my second action to strike.
He failed.
I don't... it's not a crit fail, but it's not great, Kelly. It's not great. It's a miss. It's a miss.
Okay.
But watching the emotions play across his face right there was something.
I know. He went for every single one.
Cool things.
I can't do animated. Cool things. And so now I'm left with... what do I do? Do I raise my shield to try to boost my AC a little bit? Do I bank on this ice devil not killing me straight up? Or do I strike again to try to take it down? I'm just going to roll a die, actually, because I just don't want the decision to be in my hands.
You imagine? Wait, how many actions do you have? I have one action left.
Okay. I have one action. I can either strike again, or I can raise my shield. So 1 through 3, shield, 4 through 6, strike.
Okay, all
right. Wow, I'm striking. 5 on the die. All right, let's do this. Just nat 20. I think I need a nat 20 to hit. I don't even know why I'm rolling. Yeah, that's not gonna do it. It's not gonna do it. It's 26. I got a 26 again. I should raise my shield, but you know the dice do what the dice do, right? Or whatever. All right.
Or something. I am giddy with the amount of stress you all are going through.
I'm just continuing my streak of stupid decisions.
You rolled. You rolled to see what you'd do.
I did. Yes.
Okay. All right. It is the Gelugon's turn. The Gelugon... I gave him a name, but nobody's asked him.
Before you strike me down, let me know your name.
It's Zergron! And then he dimension doors over to Elkwood.
Aww. Shocking.
It's kind of a cool name, though. Zergron.
Yeah, it's a lot better than Lurb.
Yeah. It's just the ice devil. Just like, yeah, that Lurb.
Could you imagine if I was named Lurb? Yes, Zergron is much cooler.
All right.
47 hit?
I don't know. That might hit.
Oof.
Yeah, that's a fucking crit. All right.
I hate this fucking fight so much.
It is 50 points of damage.
Oh my gosh, like...
Yeah, I'm not doing good. I'm still up.
Oh my gosh.
I'm still up. I'm not doing good though. Elk is two hits. He is keeled over partially.
Oh my gosh.
All right, and make me a fortitude save for the slowing frost.
Damn it! I just got done that.
I paid my dues.
35.
35 success. You're fine.
Oh, I'm fine.
Not slowed. Okay.
I feel like the blood leaking out of my body is just going to make me slowed, but, you know, fine. Yeah.
I mean, the aura around him definitely chills your blood, like, literally.
Oh, crap, that aura.
You know, I forgot about it, too. It's fine. I think you all passed at some point. I'm pretty sure you've been in melee
I'm
with you guys.
I'm pretty sure I quickly succeeded.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so mm-hmm. Whatever. Well, even if you fail, you're immune to it for a minute or something, yep. So anyway. All right, Nolly is terrified.
Why?
Throw coffee on
it. No, it's my first cup. She is going to take the chance to run and get some distance. So she's going to run behind Grimshaw. Run the other direction to get behind Grimshaw. And she's going to throw once. Miss. Sorry, guys.
He was so nice not to stab her as she ran.
It's crazy.
It's like he knows.
It's like he. Maybe they work together.
She's not the main character.
her stat block's in the book with mine. Elkwood, your turn.
Okay, so again, being this close, he's freaked out. Takes another hit. He is keeled over quite a bit, actually. But now he has all three actions.
Yay.
Oh, God. Yeah, so what he's going to do is he's going to strike out first.
Okay.
With the Eclipse, he's just going to straight up just try to shank him.
Mm-hmm.
Which, as you do, that's a 34 to hit.
That's a hit.
Oh, shit, that's a hit. For some reason.
It was a miss. That's just a hit. Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm...
Oh!
Holy shit, that's 20 points damage.
Whoa.
I rolled... Wait, hold on. How's... 4, 2, 8... Oh, yeah, plus modifier. Yep, okay, that's 20 points of damage.
Wow. Very nice. Okay.
And he takes two elfish steps away. he's like... Sweet, I'm... Oh, no, Vimir, come back. I didn't mean to click on the...
Vimir elf steps.
Three, four. So he's just like, oh god. I'm back flipping and blood is just pouring out of my wound.
If we all just stand back to back, you can't just keep darting around the battlefield anymore.
That's a fair point.
That's a fair point.
Mm-hmm. That's
alright. Kezzer, it is your turn.
Okie doke. Yeah. Yeah, screw it. He's just going to keep unloading. Oh, God, I hate that I'm still slowed.
Use magic missile.
Well, I just want to use Sure Strike, but I can't.
You have a hero point.
That's true.
That's practically Sure Strike.
Practically yeah, sure the strike. Same thing. With no cost. Uh-huh. Well, actually, it is a cost.
Nope.
Horizon Thunder Sphere, 5th level.
Yes.
Fuck him up.
Natural 4. Spend that hero point.
Mm-hmm. What is going through Kezra's mind as he alters fate itself?
He's thinking about how a spear went straight through his torso, and he's still in this fight, and he has to make it worth it. Okay, that's decent. 32.
Mm-hmm. Miss.
Oh,
I knew it was close.
Oh my gosh,
I'm sad.
That is brutal. It's so brutal.
Yep.
God.
Alrighty.
Well, the 5th level spell gone.
Down the toilet. Benson, it's your turn.
I'm not slow anymore.
He's not slowed. Look at that.
I'm not slowed. Taking that condition off.
Just don't get hit.
Benson is going to move up. You said this guy has reach, right?
He's got 15 foot of reach, yeah.
He's got some serious reach.
Yeah.
Okay.
Benson's just going to walk into the spear like a Chad.
I might, honestly. Benson is going to, as he walks by Kezra and all of them, he sees the fear in Nolly's face, and he's just going to scream out, "Don't fear, Nolly, this poor thing fears to face me." And as he walks forward, attempting to intimidate.
Yes!
Oh, there we go, okay.
Let's go.
That thing that I'm really good at, but for some reason I haven't had a chance to do this entire fucking fight. That's a 40.
Ooh, boy.
That is a success.
That is
my
not
friend.
Only a 40, that is also a natural 20.
Ooh. Critical success, so it is frightened 2.
Yeah, it is.
Ooh. You wanna keep running away from me? I'm gonna make it look bad, motherfucker.
Okay.
And now Benson, when was that? Hold on. I've got to count. Okay, yeah, so after that, Benson walks into range.
All right. It will take its attack of opportunity on you, now that you just feared it, so it's like,
no, no, stay back or the Umbral Lord will claim your soul.
Benson's like, you can run, but you can't hide.
You can run way faster than me, so I can never catch you.
It just means you're a coward.
It's 36 to hit.
That's a hit.
Alright. There's gonna be 24 points of damage.
Okay. I mean, I'm still in three digits.
Take the cold.
How much of that
cold.
Is...
Mm-hmm.
Only one cold, so...
So 30, or what, 25?
So it goes down to 23. If you take out the cold. And then make me a fortitude save.
Psst. Psst. You think Benson's afraid of this? Or slowed? For that not. Where's my fucking fortitude? There it is. 34.
Yeah, success. You're fine. Okay. And all right, that was the end of your turn.
Twas.
Okay. Grimshaw, is your turn.
Grimshaw is gonna do. It's frightened too.
Yeah.
So it used its reaction.
Yep.
This is such a gamble, but I'm moving into flanking.
Okay.
I am in
range.
Milani's step range okay. for liberating step for Benson. Yep. I am and I'm going to launch an attack. The Morningstar Milani. I just need something. Okay. I mean, I think that'll be a hit with a 33.
That is a hit. Yes.
Okay.
Honestly, I just want Jake to be like, I don't know, I just change the AC every time.
I just
roll
I roll 2d20s
am I feeling
and see where it's at.
34, 35?
Actually, against Grimshaw, the AC is raised. I don't know.
Yeah. I put it up to 40. I feel like it's okay.
So 16 points of damage.
All right.
Ooh.
And sadly, that is my entire turn, because it's very far away, so I'd use two move actions, but I am, you know, ticking off another... round of slowed.
That's true.
Yep.
Alright. Next it comes to the Gilligant's turn.
Oh, you
Zergron.
As you dimension doors back is, to
yeah. Zerg. I know.
The more I'm thinking, Zergron sounds like a Star Trek like villain or right. something like or a Star Wars like captain or admiral
or a Starcraft
or Starcraft
mm. Hey, if he has a sweet AoE he could probably kill Grimshaw or kill Elk and Kezra at the same time.
Hey, that's true. Hey, he's gonna have to hit me first with an AoE.
That's also true. That's true. Yeah. No, I did tell you he was out of Kona Cults, but okay, he is going to he's gonna fly up into the air.
All right, because he can fly.
Yep,
fly on command. It's fine.
So he's gonna fly up the 20 feet, and then he's going to
wait directly up in the air.
Yeah.
What's his fly speed?
It's 30. Oh, so it'd be 15.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then he's going to shoot a Ray of Frost at Benson.
What?
Hmm? What? Alright. Going to be an attack. He is frightened. 33.
That matches my AC.
Matches.
Minus 10 to this.
So 20 total.
So 10... I'm yep. going to raise my shield.
I can liberate that.
No, I can also just use spikes on it.
True.
I mean, I can liberating step that.
Wait. First off, what was the roll, Jake?
What was the roll?
Yeah.
It was a total of 33.
Oh, okay. Because he was frightened, so...
Well,
32, so...
I can use two spikes to completely nullify that. But yeah, if you want to use liberating step, that's cool too.
Yeah, because 20 damage, minus 10 for the resisted cold. It's only 10 damage left. Liberating step would take it down to 0 damage.
Yep.
To liberating step.
Just bounces off Benson's
man.
Chest.
I think Milani slips him out of the way.
With a slick little step by, and Benson laughs aloud.
All right. One of his frightened goes away. Nolly, it is your turn.
Drop some knowledge on this man's head, please.
Come on, sweetheart, you can do it. You can do it. That's a
20. Hey!
No freaking way.
That's a 20.
Oh my gosh.
Good job, Nolly.
I knew she had it.
We need massive damage. We need massive damage.
What type?
Let me see.
What type of damage is it?
Rock damage.
I'm gonna tell you, it is. It's a lot.
Bludgeon.
Come on.
No, I mean there's a lot going on here. Let me see. Because she has it's bludgeoning damage for your crit card.
With still double damage, momentum, you gain a +2 circumstance bonus to all attack rolls until the end of your next turn.
Okay, so if it survives this,
she has a chance.
She has another shot potentially.
Okay. So here's the thing. He was not doing well.
Okay.
Nolly just dealt 62 points of damage.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
Little monster.
What? Where was this so, the whole fight?
I know. She winds it up and she sees this thing and somehow, I guess Benson just like, you know, like the intimidation that he had, like she felt empowered and she was like, "Hi, ugly face, look at me." And she fucking throws it and it goes and hits him square in the face and crushes his mantis like face in and
beautiful.
He falls to the earth and crumbles into a pile of ice chunks.
Fantastic. You take that. Take that, you devil!
I'll see you guys next time.
Yay, no, still fuck this fight, it sucked.
Hey everybody, Jake the GM here. Just wanted to come through and tell you guys to keep an eye on socials and on our Twitch and YouTube as we are getting ready to record our episode 2 of Chrome Trigger Run, our Cyberpunk Red playthrough. So tune in for that when that comes around. Make sure to use code DRAGONPUNCHSQUAD at greenleafgeek.com for a discount on some fantastic dice. I will see you in the next episode. Bye-bye.